If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. And yes, later this morning, we will be joined by comedy legend Cheech Marin. That is actually going to happen. Cheech Marin, as some refer to him. But it's Cheech Marin.
As he refers to himself.
Listen, as a white guy, I've always called him Cheech Marin.
It's with certain things, I think, because we're so white, we just need to mispronounce them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think it makes it sound even worse.
Right, it does. If I go to a restaurant, I will order guacamole, and I'm not going to go, guacamole, because it's going to sound ridiculous when I do
that. That's not how you say it.
Well, it is.
Guacamole!
So, it is possible. I just want to quickly, I hate to be able to be the bearer of bad news, and we did talk about this show having a mush on it, a curse on it, but we do have confirmation now that one of the most random people that we talked about on the air, we have officially mushed, and it took us less than 24 hours to mush this person.
Yeah.
A Lakers legend, and here is the audio as we said it on the radio less than 48 hours ago.
It's woman on the Lady Lakers is getting a ton of heat right now, right?
That was a well-put sentence.
Thank you.
The attractive woman on the Lady Lakers.
What do you call the team?
The Sparks.
Oh, that's
the
right.
LA
the Sparks. That's right.
People who are longtime WNBA fans are like, why are we shifting the image of the players to meet the male gaze?
That happens in male sports, too.
Who was the last NBA athlete that was sexualized like that?
Vlade Divac.
Vladdy. Yeah, Vladdy. Well, Vladdy the body. That's what they call him.
So that happened 2 days ago on the air. 2 days ago, we mentioned Vladdy out of complete randomness. And then
I didn't even realize that Omar was the first person to say
Omar may be the real mush. And listen to this. This is breaking as of this morning.
Vlade Divac, the iconic former NBA star and international basketball hero, has been involved in a serious motorcycle accident while vacationing on the Montenegrin coast. According to reports, after falling off his motorcycle, he couldn't get up on his own and had to be rushed to the hospital for surgery. Doctors confirmed that he had to undergo a hip operation and had an artificial joint implanted.
So just to show you, this show's mush is very alive and very powerful.
And this was such a big story that it was covered by only AI.
That's right. You couldn't get a human to cover it. In a moment, Allie, we have waiting to say hi to you. We set up something very special because you have this pickleball match happening later today.
I haven't prepped at all and I'm ready.
We have a guy on the phone that is known as the pickleball coach to the stars. And he works with all of the big... I constantly on this guy's Instagram, and he's with Jamie Foxx playing pickleball.
Damn.
He, I believe, and I don't want to bring up sad memories, but I think that he was working with Matthew Perry for a while, and I think he was doing pickleball with him the day he passed away.
Oh, like in my
the
morning. God.
This guy is connected to any A-lister in this town that's playing pickleball. He's the guy they call. We got him for you to give you just a little bit of advice.
To give a D-lister like me.
Yes, because he's too... to be honest... He's too busy with real famous people. He doesn't have time for a riffraff like you.
Is he going to show up today?
I think he's actually at a pickleball event. You know what? I was going to play a song first, but let's just get right to him because he's on the phone. Hey, Matt.
What's going on?
Good to talk to you again. A pickleball coach to the stars and, of course, the host of All Things Pickleball TV, Tennis Channel. You were a ranked tennis player. You may still be. I don't even know the answer, but you've shifted. I mean, you've really pivoted to pickleball because of what a massive sport it's become, right?
Yeah, no, it's changed my life. Yeah, I've been in pickleball the last 5 years or so, played professionally for the first part of it, and then moved to L.A., started the program at the Riviera Country Club originally, and then, became the coach to the stars. And, I actually played tennis yesterday for the first time. I'll name drop since you named a few. I played with Matthew McConaughey yesterday, the first time playing tennis in like a year.
This is like, so for you to spend any time talking to just, a radio host who's going to play pickleball against children today, this is beneath you. Let's just point that out very clearly.
It's on par. And I when I go to a restaurant, by the way, I say guacamole normally, by the way.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you. Good.
You say guacamole.
The right show for you.
That's fine. So when you first meet a celebrity who's interested in pickleball, how do you know that they have potential? Because I played once just over the weekend. Right. I played with another amateur, and I don't even really know the rules, but I thought I had a lot of potential, and I think potentially a prodigy if I had the right training.
I think, do you ever play tennis before?
I am not good at tennis.
Okay. So what makes you think that you have potential?
By the way, she,
why are
the
you
word,
coming at me?
The word, you're right. Hey, Coach, you're right. And let me just tell you, she wrote an email on Monday that said, I played pickleball over the weekend. I'm pretty sure I'm a prodigy. And I said to her that the problem with the sport of pickleball is, yes, to be great at it is like difficult and it takes training and years. But everyone plays it one time and thinks they're like really good, like way better than they thought they would be, right?
100%. Yes.
Okay,
the most delusional people in the world are on a pickleball.
Okay,
which
I love. All right, but hold on a minute. I'm not good at tennis because the racket is all, you know, rubbery and elasticy, and so is the ball, and I can't really control where it goes. It just flings everywhere, and there's a lot of running. But pickleball, I'm good at ping pong, and it's the dink is just something that I feel like I have pretty good control over the paddle.
The dink speaks to you.
Yeah, and I don't have to move as much, and I feel like with ping pong, I'm really good at the reaction time. My reaction time is very good, so if I can make the right choices with where I want to put it in the kitchen versus not, I feel like I've got enough strategy in my brain to get through this match.
No, I think that's an accurate statement. If you can make the right choices out there and keep the ball in safe position. So if you can keep it in the kitchen, you can keep it low, you know, away from harm's way, up high where someone can rip it, then you should be able to put yourself, you know, in those good positions to get up to the kitchen line. Wait, so is it, explain this match, it's one versus two?
Yeah, this will explain it for you. Listen.
One dike.
I've been smoking weed more years than you've been alive.
Two tights.
What do you call a lesbian that gets beat by a couple of kids?
Pickleball.
So it's one lesbian versus two children. They're 11 years old and they're twins, and they're battling Allie, a full-grown lesbian woman.
Got it.
I would imagine you had similar conversations with Matthew McConaughey yesterday.
All right. I mean, that sounds like a really fun competition, I guess.
When people hate things, they call them fun.
Yeah.
They'll say, I guess. Yeah,
well, that sounds so fun.
Well, that's because, let's be honest, you've worked with every major celebrity that's ever touched a pickleball paddle.
Right. Do you even think that this could be a fair matchup since it's 2-on-1 and that's not, like, you can't even keep score properly?
Well, you can keep score. I mean, it depends. Are you going to get two serves? Are you going to be like the one and the two server? Or are you just going to have one chance every time?
I didn't even think
about
that.
Have you thought about that?
She asked this morning, this quote, pickleball prodigy over here asked this morning, does anyone know how the scores are kept? Just so you know, just to give you an idea where we're at.
Do you guys have like some type of professional, you know, watching and overseeing?
Yeah.
Come in, Matt.
Yeah, right. So are you free today at noon to join us in Santa Monica? We'll be at Pickle Pop for this big fun event.
I love Pickle Pop. It's pink inside, plenty of drinks. It's great.
Yeah. So anyway, you're more than welcome to join us there. But I know you're very busy, probably playing tennis ball with McConaughey.
I'll actually be literally a street away playing pickleball for someone's. So a friend of mine has a wedding, and they're like Friday activity before tomorrow's wedding is pickleball. So I'll be at 4th Street, literally. Playing for
it's gonna be right there. I could
stop in.
Yeah, please. Oh my god, that'd be amazing to have you in there. Make sure this thing is run properly. Hey, in all seriousness, does Allie stand a chance? I mean, I know you have to watch people play to determine how good they are, but I mean, just hearing this, shouldn't one adult woman be able to beat two 11-year-old children easily?
You would think so. But the thing is that everyone can play well. So, like an 11-year-old, if they have. They have the chops, and if they have potential like Allie claims she does, then who knows?
Pickleball coach to the star, Matt Manassi. We will put all this information up on our Instagram right now, and hopefully we see you later today. This is going to be very exciting. Allie, once again, beating 11-year-olds by the name of Avery and Parker.
and Allie will be trying to smoke their asses.
I wish all three of the best of luck. I'm sure it's going to be extremely high level of play.
All right, please give our best to Matthew McConaughey. It's been too long since we've chatted. Thank you, the great Matt Manassi. That guy knows pickleball like any more than probably anyone else. A legend of the game. Nice enough to join
us
here on K-Rock.
Doesn't he have a cool nickname?
McNasty, yeah. I believe.
I think that's a great nickname.
I think he's got his own line of shoes. Hold on, maybe let me confirm this. Hey, you have your own line of shoes, a pickleball shoes, right? Through like K-Swiss?
Yep.
Yeah, he's like real deal.
Can I have some?
No.
I didn't even know we needed shoes.
Stop hitting him up for stuff. Don't give Allie anything. All right, thank you, Matt.
All right, thanks.
Good to talk to you. All right, got to take a break. We're back in a second.
I got to get some special shoes.
Allie, you should borrow your wife's tap shoes. That'd be real fun for us. Quick break, more show next.